Ford.com today.
On the world of college football, Iowa holding off number 9, Georgia Tech. In the meantime, it was all about President Obama talking about the jet attack that should have been preventable and saying that basically intelligence screwed up. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, and that's where we start off.
I just concluded a meeting with members of my national security team, including those from our intelligence, Homeland Security, and law enforcement agencies involved in the security reviews that I ordered after the failed attack on Christmas Day. I called these leaders to the White House because we face a challenge of the utmost urgency. As we saw on Christmas, Al-Qaeda and its extremist allies will stop at nothing in their efforts to kill Americans. And we are determined not only to thwart those plans, but to disrupt, dismantle, and defeat their networks once and for all. Indeed, over the past year, we've taken the fight to Al-Qaeda and its allies wherever they plot and train, be it in Afghanistan and Pakistan, in Yemen and Somalia, or in other countries around the world. Here at home, our intelligence, Homeland Security, and law enforcement agencies have worked together with considerable success, gathering intelligence, stitching it together, and making arrests from Denver to Texas, from Illinois to New York, disrupting plots and saving American lives. And these successes have not come without a price, as we saw last week in the loss of our courageous CIA officers in Afghanistan. But when a suspected terrorist is able to board a plane with explosives on Christmas Day, the system has failed in a potentially disastrous way. And it's my responsibility to find out why and to correct that failure so that we can prevent such attacks in the future. And that's why shortly after the attempted bombing over Detroit, I ordered 2 reviews. I directed Secretary of Homeland Security Janet Napolitano to review aviation screening, technology, and procedures. She briefed me on her initial findings today, and I'm pleased that this review is drawing on the best science and technology, including the expertise of Secretary of Energy Stephen Chu and his department. I also directed my counterterrorism and homeland security advisor John Brennan to lead a thorough review into our terrorist watch listing system so we can fix what went wrong. As we discussed today, this ongoing review continues to reveal more about the human and systemic failures that almost cost nearly 300 lives. We will make a summary of this preliminary report public within the next few days. But let me share some of what we know so far. As I described over the weekend, elements of our intelligence community knew that Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab had traveled to Yemen and joined up with extremists there. It now turns out that our intelligence community knew of other red flags, that Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula sought to strike not only American targets in Yemen, but the United States itself. And we had information that this group was working with an individual who was known, who we now know was, in fact, the individual involved in the Christmas attack. The bottom line is this. The U.S. government had sufficient information to have uncovered this plot and potentially disrupt the Christmas Day attack. But our intelligence community failed to connect those dots, which would have placed the suspect on the no-fly list. In other words, this was not a failure to collect intelligence. It was a failure to integrate and understand the intelligence that we already had. The information was there. Agencies and analysts who needed it had access to it, and our professionals were trained to look for it and to bring it all together. Now, I will accept that intelligence by its nature is imperfect, but it is increasingly clear that intelligence was not fully analyzed or fully leveraged. That's not acceptable, and I will not tolerate it. Time and again, we've learned that quickly piecing together information and taking swift action is critical to staying one step ahead of a nimble adversary.
All right, so that's the gist of what Obama had to say. My problem with the whole deal is yes, it was a giant screw-up, Mr. President, but why isn't someone paying the price? Don't you think somebody should be fired as a result of this? What if 300 people were killed on that plane heading into Detroit? What a disaster beyond proportions that would be, both to the administration and obviously the biggest thing that would have happened since 9/11. People are asleep at the wheel. This is what I choose to describe it as, that since we're so far removed from 9/11, people aren't paying attention to the intelligence that's right in front of them. I mean, how could somebody not have made a few phone calls? He should have been on that no-fly list. I mean, obviously. When you have the father of Abdullah Muttalib calling the embassy, not to re-rack and go through the story again, but in case you didn't know it, the father was saying he was worried about his son, that he was spouting all kinds of anti-American rhetoric, and he was concerned as to what was going to happen. Now, he didn't have information that he specifically was going to be on that flight and something was going to happen there, but he turned his son over. So the problem is, I think, territorial, people not paying attention, and there's no reason this should have happened. I mean, it was a screw-up of gigantic proportions, and what would have been better is if somebody was fired as a result of this. You can't have people in charge who allow something like that to happen, not when you had the information. If they didn't have the information, it's a different story, because there's no way, I don't care who's president, I don't care what party they're from, there's no way 100% across the board you could guarantee everybody's safety and say that we will never have that happen again, we have everything under control, we're completely 100% covered off from the small to the big to the medium airports. That's not humanly possible. But when you know something like this was so bloody preventable, I think the thing that the president should have said is yes, it was a screw-up of unbelievable proportions, and it was a human error, and I won't tolerate it. And as a result, we're making some changes. That would have taken it one step further and would have been, I think, a lot better. All right, here's the thing. In light of what happened on Christmas Day, we had the chaos that ensued for 6+ hours at the Newark airport the other day when a man entered in a secured area and then ended up leaving the airport. Well, initially, it was thought that there was some surveillance footage of him. In fact, that's what I heard. I made a quick phone call the day after it happened, and everybody was reporting it anyway. But here's the real truth of it. And a television station in New York learned about this, because, of course, everybody's digging around, right? So what happened at the Newark airport is a screw-up again. The reason that you had that six-hour delay and stranded thousands of people and the crowds, etc., is because the cameras weren't turned on. Yeah. So you'll see it, and I've seen it. It says premises under constant video surveillance. But guess what? It wasn't. The cameras weren't rolling, so they didn't have anything of the guy going the wrong way. Ugh. Thousands of people screened again and again, but the TSA cameras weren't working. And again, this is after everything that happened on Christmas Day. Ooh, we got a lot of changes to make. Coming up, two people who lost a ton of weight.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Olivia Newton-John, check out the signature line, though, the lyric. Ready? Here it comes. And do you remember what she was doing in this music video? She was working out. What are resolutions about? Getting in shape, losing weight, and working out. How many people are glued to the tube, in this country anyway, when The Biggest Loser comes on, because people are shedding an incredible amount of weight, and we're just fascinated by that. And, of course, many of us are hoping to be able to do the same thing. Wait till you meet these next guests. They did a thing called the Slimming World Diet, and collectively they lost over 500 pounds. I mean, seriously, 500 pounds. Roberto Inru lost 350 pounds, and Rebecca Wheatley lost 170 pounds. So as we usher them in from the green room, the elaborate green room we have here on America Tonight, I think we need a massive round of applause from the studio audience in Minneapolis. Woo, sweet. Yeah. Roberta, Rebecca, congratulations. That's an amazing feat. Good for both of you.
Thank you.
All right, let's start with Roberto first. Roberto, what drove you, first of all, to finally decide, okay, I'm going to do something about this? Was it, you know, I understand that you have a child where she was swimming and you'd go to the meets and she told you that she was a little embarrassed. I could imagine that that would have, because of your size, that that would have played part of it. But what was the final thing that drove you ultimately to say, okay, enough is enough, I'm going to do something?
The final thing that drove me to actually do something about my weight was I'd had some time off due to illness, pardon me, and I had to have a return to work meeting with my manager. And this person is a diabetic and follows the GI diet. And he gave me a book and said to me that he'd got some concerns about my weight. And he thought, okay, what you really need to do is take this book home with you, have a read of it, and consider losing some weight. So I took the book home with me, had a look at it, and I thought to myself, well, no, I don't really need to be doing this for him. If I need to be doing this, I need to be doing it for myself. I knew I'd got a weight problem. I knew that I wasn't having the quality of life that I really should be enjoying with either myself, friends, or doing anything that I wanted to do. So I went back the next day, returned the book to him, and said, yes, I'm going to do something about it, but I'm going to do this for me, not for you. And I was fortunate enough that within my work I have a friend who was already going to Slimming World, and I'd seen the remarkable changes that had happened to her with losing the amount of weight that she had. And I basically just started asking questions about the plan, what you have to do and everything else. And I couldn't believe that you could actually eat so much food and still lose weight. So I said to her, would you mind if I went along with you to a group? And she said, yeah, no trouble at all. I went along, went in, was shown the plan. And when I was there, the first time you get weighed, and the thing is that you always have people who say to you when you're a big person, you know, how much do you weigh? And you don't stand on the scale, so you don't have an idea, but you give them a large amount. I mean, I used to say to people that I was about 250 pounds. And when I first stepped on the scales, and I was really taken over with shock when I weighed 583 and a half pounds, because I just never believed that I was that much.
Wow. And so Slimming World, tell us the basic premise of it. I understand it's kind of like Weight Watchers, but even bigger. And in England, it's huge. And now, of course, it's coming to the United States. So you said you couldn't believe how much food you could eat. What's the basic deal on Slimming World?
The basic deal with Slimming World is that you do what they call food optimizing. What they do is they give you food. There is nothing that you cannot eat. You can have absolutely anything. But what they get you to do is they train you to eat what we call free foods, which are your meats, your lean meats, your chicken, your beef without the fat on it, your pasta, your rice, your pulses, your vegetables, and you fill up on those. And when you've filled up on those, obviously then you don't want to be picking at anything. And basically it's just changing your way of thinking, changing your way of looking at your food so that you're eating a more balanced diet. You're filling up so that you're never hungry. And that way it stops you then from picking at things like your Oreos, your Pringles, and your stuff like that.
What was the, now that with 350 is so much weight, you have to look dramatically different, obviously, and I've seen pictures of you, and it is incredible. What do people say when they see you now compared to the old Roberto?
People who haven't seen me for a long time basically don't recognize me. I've had friends that I've known for years that have walked straight past me because they just haven't recognized the change. And when I actually, you know, say, you know, hi, how are you doing? You know, their jaws just drop dramatically when they see the vast change that's happened. I mean, the thing is, I'm capable now of doing so much more. I can enjoy my life with myself, my wife, and my children. It's opened up a new level of fitness. I mean, I'm now training to run the 2010 London Marathon, and 3 years ago, that just would not have been possible.
Wow, congratulations. Good for you. That's excellent.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Rebecca, and in your case, you lost 170 pounds, and we should tell people for some that would recognize your name, you're famous for soap opera called Casualty in England, very, very famous, in fact, in England. So what was it? Was it being on the tube? Was it that ultimately pushed you over the top, or was it something else that where you decided, gosh, I got to just lose weight?
No, not at all. You know, I was a big girl that was being successful as an actress and as a singer, and this BBC program was very good for me at that time in my life. And I had always said that I didn't need to lose weight. I didn't want to look like those skinny twiglet-faced people that were on the front of those magazines. And, you know, that was for other people. I was exceptional. I was special. And I had an appetite for life and for food. And, you know, I wasn't going to adhere to other people's rules, you know, and I was enjoying life and eating and drinking what I wanted was part of being alive. And I still think that that is, I think that's basically correct. You know, eating is a great thing, which is why Slimming World is good for me, because I want to enjoy life. I don't want to feel like a second class citizen because I want to eat healthily, and Slimming World gives me that. But I had obviously gained weight over the years following this great, you know, well-intentioned creed for myself. And I came back from my honeymoon. I married just before my 40th birthday. I snuck in there, and I've got a son that was healthy with father. He's 18 months old. I came back from the honeymoon, and we'd had some lovely French photographer do some very beautiful wedding photographs. And I didn't want to open the box. It was it came from delivered by courier, and it went onto the shelf until it practically gathered dust. And that can't be right. If I could stand on a stage in the West End of London and make jokes about being the deluxe model and the big girl, and, you know, saying, you know, deal with it, you know, get used to it, this is the way that I am. But actually, on a personal level, I couldn't find a photograph of me and my husband and my son that I was proud of. Then you have to question that something is really wrong. This was the happiest time of my life. I had everything, you know, and I obviously didn't, you know, personally. And so I went to Slimming World, and I was a reluctant member, but it worked, you know, and it does work, which is why I'm talking to you now at half the size that I was. I wasn't somebody that wanted to go to a diet group. I didn't want to sit in a room and talk to, you know, predominantly female circle about how many chocolate biscuits I'd eaten that week. Right. However, you know, it was something that I thought was below me, you know.
Right, I understand.
However,
right.
I thought it was an admission of weakness to go and long and say that. But actually, you know, it worked. I started to lift my head up.
And you lost all that weight, Rebecca. It's just incredible. Well, absolutely. Congratulations to you. And thank you so much for joining us at this time in the wee hours. We appreciate it. Continued success. And everybody who wants to check it out, go to slimmingworldusa.com.
Right.
Thanks, Rebecca. We'll be back with more in America Tonight.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic, no negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help. And we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is an emergency alert. People don't die of H1N1 infection. They die from system-wide intoxication and toxic shock. Doctors call it the cytokine storm following infection and immune hyperstimulation. Vaccines with immune stimulants or toxic drugs chemicalize your body, adding to your death risk. Prevent death and reverse diseases from infections, vaccinations, and drug toxicity. Call this number to get my free special report about the flu and what to do to save lives, maybe even your own. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. Order Zeolite, the world's most powerful broad-spectrum detoxifier, immune system guard, and vaccine cleanse. Avoid vaccinations and drugs. Use Zeolite and OxySilver Hydrosol instead to detox and de-germ your body. Stop the shock of toxicity and preventable deaths. Call 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Or visit zeolife.net and oxysilver.net and order your free report and package special.
A couple of retirements to announce before we jump back to Obama's news conference or address, whatever you want to call it, where he talks about intelligence folks dropping the ball. The retirement announcements are interesting. Senator Chris Dodd is announcing that he's retiring ahead of re-election. And that's been confirmed by a couple of different sources. I'm sure that it's being reported widely now at this point. And It's for a much different reason, I'm sure, than Randy Johnson. When we get to sports shorts, we'll talk about that. But the five-time Cy Young winner, Randy Johnson, is going to retire from baseball as well. Now, Randy Johnson, certainly two different deals here. Randy Johnson climbed up to the pinnacle. You know, he's got the World Series in his back pocket and the Cy Youngs and all that other stuff. It's now all about Cooperstown. He'll be a first-time Hall of Famer for certain. There's no question about it. 22 years in the bigs, incredible amount of strikeouts, over 4,700, and had an amazing record in his day. He's just getting up there in age. You know, how far deep into your 40s do you keep going? There's not too many Nolan Ryans around. I mean, the big unit really was the big unit who was able to hang in there for a very long time, which is incredible. I mean, what a spectacular career. So congratulations to him. It makes sense. In the case of Dodd, there were a lot of things that were starting to happen around Dodd, I think, that pointed to signs that there wasn't any way that I don't believe that he would be reelected. He's had a lot of problems lately. For all of you listening to Connecticut, you know what I'm talking about. So he's going to have a press conference on Wednesday. We'll see what he has to say. But the heat was definitely turned up on Dodd for a bunch of different reasons that were questionable, to say the least, including some of the deals that he was trying to get for Connecticut. You know, it's all part of that whole deal-making scene anyway in the Capitol. Who isn't making a deal, I guess you could say. But he is stepping away. So I'm thinking that there was maybe something else that was going to break on Dodd. Let's go to Sam, who's listening to us in Montreal. I don't think he wants to talk about retirement. I think, in fact, he's always going to talk about something related to hockey if he can slip it in. So I have a feeling that's where we're headed on this one. Hey, Sam, how are you?
Wrong. Randy Johnson got to start with the Montreal Expos.
Yeah. 22-year career, amazing with the kind of arm that he had. It's so hard for a pitcher to be able to pitch for that long.
Yeah, and he's not exactly a friend of, shall we say, with PETA, if you remember what happened one time.
Yeah.
In a preseason game. And in New York, he's not actually, he wasn't, if you remember when he was first introduced in New York, he wasn't actually popular with some reporters, if you remember that.
Oh, no. Randy Johnson, he kind of had, with the media, in some cases, depending on who it was, they would say he had a chip on his shoulder, and he wasn't loved by certain people in the media. You're right.
Right.
You know what? I'll be honest. I dealt with him a couple times, and I thought he was great because I covered the Rangers and I covered the Yankees and the Mets. And
right.
Anytime, the few times I had a chance to talk to him when he was in town, he was always good to me. So I think it just depends on if you're covering someone on a daily basis and what's happening. And, you know,
right.
He was a competitor, and if he wasn't pitching well, you know, then he was going to be a little bit aloof and moody.
This is true. Okay, it was an entertaining game, I'll say that much.
USA! 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 USA!
Do you like that?
I said, but there's one thing I liked about the goal that the state scored.
What did you like?
It wasn't garbage, if you know what I mean.
All right, was it a garbage goal? Okay.
It was not. It was a slap shot, pick the corner. Thank you very much. You know, I don't think Canada has anything to be ashamed about. I think, if anything, some of those boards are probably saying, okay, we've lost. Now we start a new record next year. And it's being held not too far away in why the IIHF picked this place, with all due respect to these people, Buffalo, New York.
Buffalo, New York, huh?
Yeah, that's where it's being held, the World Junior Hockey Championships. Don't be surprised this one. Canada plays the U.S., someone will probably say, hold the game at Ralph Wilson Stadium. And you know
yeah.
what? It would probably sell out.
Yeah, no kidding.
And the funny part is that if you saw the game, right?
I did see the game. But, you know, of course, my eye was also floating back and forth to a couple of other games as well.
Right.
As you may know, the Flyers, unfortunately, in one of their big losses, there was something I had taped and I went back to look at. And then, of course, the Devils beat Dallas. They shut them out 4-0.
Right. Yeah, in that case, you're probably like, who do I cheer for in that game? Because I know you grew up in you spent some time in Southern Jersey.
Right.
And you live in Dallas now. It's like, what team do I cheer for? You know what I'm saying? You know?
Never Dallas.
Right.
There's your answer.
Okay, now, would Jerry Jones be crazy enough to hold one of those classics at the Cowboys Stadium?
I mean, he's about getting people to come into the stadium so they could.
Right.
And certainly it's big enough. They could do it. Yeah, I mean, you know, maybe.
Yeah, you know, because, you know, a whole bunch were talking about in the water cooler, like, people are saying, why'd they hold it here in Montreal at where the Alouettes play? McGill Stadium and the Bell Center seat the same amount, 22,000. Okay, McGill's putting in an extra 5,000 seats to make it 27,000, but it wouldn't be the same. And I said, and you want to hold it at the big mistake down in East End? I mean, the Olympic Stadium? That's what some of us are calling the Olympic Stadium, the big mistake.
The big mistake.
During the torch relay today, there were some protesters protesting, you know, like, you're running on sacred Indian land. How dare you?
Mm.
You know, you have no right to do this. And then along the way, you all said PETA saying, you know, PETA, you know, anytime there's something big, you know, you're going to have organizations like that trying to, you know, promote their causes.
Yeah, no kidding.
And the Olympic Organizing Committee in Vancouver was sort of like slightly embarrassed by this. Okay.
Slightly embarrassed by the, you mean by the protesting?
Yeah, by the protesting. Yeah. They thought, you know, be Canada, you know, be proud.
Right.
Now let's just get on. Okay, they announced here in Canada that they're going to get those special X-ray machines.
Okay, can I just say something? I love how quickly, and I'm sure that Matt Johnson noticed this as well, how quickly you skated away from the U.S. winning gold.
Well,
let's go back to this. Do we have some applause? Let's go back to the initial conversation. Some applause for the United States.
Go ahead.
With a 6-5 win over the only
USA, 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 USA,
on the ice. What happened in that World Junior Hockey Championship?
What happened was you got twice, I think you had two goal leads, and we came back to tie it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was such a great game. I was sitting there saying, you know, like, if, you know, when the overtime period started, I was saying to myself, whoever scores, let it not be a garbage goal. So when the U.S. goalie made that save and then you came down, and when the Saints came down on 3-1, I said, game's over. And I was right.
And you know what? Here's the difference. I think the U.S., from what I understand, this time they actually picked the players before the tournament. They didn't just come up with 22 players.
Right.
They had a selection camp this time.
Right.
Canada has done that forever. And I think this is the big difference. The United States realized is they had to do this. They had to play it differently. They had to pick better people. Here's what I love. I saw a quote from, and I didn't hear this actually in watching it afterwards, but one of the defensemen on the Canadian team, Ryan Ellis, I loved his quote. He said, everyone's bummed out. We got so close, it didn't happen for us, but everyone's sticking together.
Right.
Okay, can I just say again, USA, baby.
Go ahead. You have the right to.
You know I'm just teasing you.
I know that. Okay, if it wasn't an Olympic year, there'd be tremendous pressure on these guys because they're the best junior players in Canada and the U.S. have to offer. If it wasn't an Olympic year. But since it's an Olympic year, still there's the pressure. But it's now, in about 6 weeks, there's really going to be pressure on a bunch of... I'm surprised some of them said, I have to play in the Olympics. I might get hurt. But a lot of them are probably saying, when it comes to my country, they will. Because at the World Hockey Championships that they have in May, that's sort of like the guys whose teams either didn't make the playoffs or got knocked out in the first round. So if you win that world championship, that's sort of like tarnished because it's not your best, if you know what I mean.
I know what you mean. All right, we're going to let you slurk away. We
don't worry. Congratulations.
Slamming,
you guys deserve it. Take care.
All right, thanks, Sam. Hey, Matt, did you happen to catch, here we are, we're in the midst of talking about what Obama was saying was the big screw-up with intelligence officials, obviously, and then we talked about huge weight loss by this Slimming World, which was kind of, I thought that conversation was interesting. Can't even imagine. Can you think in your head losing that much weight? I saw the pictures. He looks like a whole different person. His best friend's walking by him. And here we are now. So you never know what you're going to get on America Tonight. Talking hockey, but, let's get some USA pride. Did you see any of that, Matt?
I watched the entire game because, you know, it's Minnesota, the state of hockey. So we had a bunch of Minnesota kids on the team as well. And I got to disagree with Sam a little bit because both starting goaltenders got pulled. And anytime that happens, it's not a great game. But it was very entertaining. And I thought the fourth goal that Canada got to get within one was kind of a cheap goal because it came on a really weak penalty. But whatever, USA was justified. We ended up winning 6-5. And
woo-hoo!
My hat's off to those kids because a lot of them are hardworking. They don't get paid anything for it. And they just came up there with a lot of pride.
Yeah, it was sweet. It was sweet to watch that. It was good that they had that selection camp, I think, that made probably the biggest difference in the guys that were out there on the ice. Absolutely. Coming back, odds and ends. We've got a ton of them across the U.S. Hang with us.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Hello, at OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
It's tonight's third hour. We're going to draw a name from anybody who participated and nailed the score, whether they emailed the show, like Dave in Vermont does, although Dave in Vermont called one time with his score guests, too. He's getting the Dave Peltz golf book, by the way. That's on the way. He's getting one, and Jana's getting one. The damage control thing. That's supposed to be really, really good. But here's the cool thing. Somebody's going to win the school. Like I said, even if you don't golf and who cares, pass it on to somebody else. You know, one of the places, one of the locations where you can go to this golf school in Ireland, I guess they have it in Dublin. Of course, you would have the golf school, but you have to pay for everything else. So it's probably out for most people. But in Michigan, California, Kentucky, I mean, they've got it everywhere. Atlanta, Indiana, you know, I think Michigan is Traverse City. And Texas, they've got it. So it's all over the place. It'd be easy for somebody to go there where it wouldn't cost them anything. It's probably literally a car ride away, if that. And it's, again, one of his golf clinics where you'd learn different methods of the short game, using the wedge and your swing and the greenside chips and the bunker shots and all that stuff. Matt, are you a good bunker player? Are you hot out of the sand?
I'm average.
Average?
Not great, but I can usually get it out. It's just sometimes. So you got to be careful because a lot of times you underswing and then you're just stuck in there for days. So you got to So that's why I overswing sometimes, and I don't always get the best shot out of there, but I at least get it out.
Yeah, I'm like you. I'm good out of the sand. I'm good with the sandies for at least always getting it out, because there's no way I'm going to be staying in that beach for however long, frustrated, smashing the sand, thinking I'm going to make this incredible Phil Mickelson shot.
It's the most depressing and humiliating thing.
It
because
is.
Because all your buddies are around you, and they see you swing, and then nothing comes out. And then you got to swing again from there, and then if it doesn't come out, you're just stuck in the beach.
Yep, and I think some people at least could relate to that, even if you're a hacker, go out and play any course. I mean, golf actually really is affordable in most places, not country club golf, but just a regular course, you can go and play around. I know in some places for under $30, you do the Twilight thing, go out with your friends. I mean, some of you can relate to this. Some of you truck drivers, you know that. You go someplace and you're back from being on the road, and that's what you do. But even if you don't, you hate it, you could care less, pass it on to somebody else because it's really a cool thing. I'm excited to give that to somebody. And I hope we give away our Nail the Score prize package, because we will on Thursday do another Nail the Score, only it's going to be playoff. It's going to be a playoff game that gets chosen. All right, I mentioned this about Chris Dodd, and there's all the speculation about this press conference on Wednesday where he's going to say he's retiring and he's not going to seek re-election, obviously. But he's had terrible polling numbers, and there's no question. I know I said this on the air maybe 4 or 5 months ago, a lot of the things that were starting to happen in Connecticut, there's no way he could win a sixth term. And you're seeing that more of the dominoes are starting to fall. The Democrats are definitely worried because of all the outrage over some of the things that have happened, like health care reform, just the fact that all of a sudden that showed up and you had people, both Democrats and Republicans, who weren't happy about some of the things that happened, you know, with the deals and whatnot. So Dodd is just, I think, one of those casualties and probably the first of many, because what's interesting is, and that's a Senate position, but you think of the House and all of those spots being up in 2010, whew. So the chances of Republicans taking that seat over are, I don't know, what do you think? Dodd not there any longer. You have, what, Lieberman, but he's not up until 2012. So this, it'll be interesting to see who jumps up on the Democratic side of things. But the political problems for Dodd got pretty complicated when, remember, that he was included in that special VIP mortgage loan program by the Countrywide CEO. He said he didn't know that he was included. And, of course, the Senate Ethics Committee cleared him of any wrongdoing, but it doesn't matter. Politically, he was assassinated. Once he was tied into that, there was no way. And then there were a couple of other things with, you know, with problems with Dodd. In the last 18 months, he basically co-authored legislation that rewrote the housing mortgage rules, and then, of course, the bailout of Wall Street and the stimulus package. I mean, need I go on? There were it was obvious the handwriting was on the wall that Dodd had shot himself in the foot, and he wasn't going to be back. So anyway, Chris Dodd out. He's going to retire. He's going to make it official on Wednesday. Some of you in Connecticut listening may be happy about that, because obviously the polling numbers, even among Democrats, not very good. Not very good. This is a sad stat when we talk about odds and ends. The casualties every month in Afghanistan, a retired general has come out and said that he expects the casualties, with the way the fighting has gotten so hairy-carry nasty, that he's expecting that 300 to 500 will be killed and wounded a month by next summer. That's what you should expect. And this is by a pretty respected retired general you might see on the tube a lot. His name's Barry McCaffrey. And, you know, he teaches at West Point now and again, will often be quoted and appear on the tube on a lot of the cable shows and stuff to talk about it. So as of December 20th, I looked these numbers up. You know, there were 305 U.S. troops killed in Afghanistan in 2009. Of course, now we've seen just the other day four more. October obviously was the worst month for the troops, 50 killed in action. And But, you know, wounded-wise, in September, the most wounded, that was the worst month. And I knew it was pretty high, but when I saw the actual number, I was a little bit taken aback. 457, wow, 457 taken away from Afghanistan. And, again, McCaffrey predicting that with the enemy and what they're trying to do, the Taliban, Al-Qaeda, whatever, that if you look at what they're going to do in the mountainous areas and the war zones, what's happening, that it's pretty viable that you'll see that number climb up. And he doesn't understand why people are shocked when you add up the numbers that's what happens as you surge and add more forces and, you know, all that other sort of stuff. So the Afghanistan National Army, they're hoping to grow that by 2013 to 240,000. That's the thing. Right now, the police force is up to 92,000. And bottom line is, for General, you know, Petraeus, for General McChrystal, who's the guy on the ground in Afghanistan, Petraeus, the overall seer, the commander of all that's happening there. The bottom line is, the faster you get them up to speed, them being the Afghanistan people, because there is similarities to Iraq. There's definitely differences. The illiteracy, the way they're spread out, etc., and of course the money that the country has available to feed the police force and the army. But they're trying to do a little bit of a similar course, in it's got to be the police force has to be bumped up, and of course the military has to be bumped up before the United States will completely, and it would never be a completely 100% withdrawal, but really pull away from that situation. You know, bottom line. All right, in some other odds and ends, because I don't want to leave things out. I know right now as you're listening to me, you may be shivering. Perhaps you are laying near a heater. You know, one of those heaters you go, you get at Walmart or Target or Lowe's or whatever to heat the room up, because, boy, heating oil is going to cost people a bloody fortune this winter. I think I said this, that it's being predicted it's probably going to be the worst winter for a lot of states that they've seen in at least two decades. What they call the chill map is frightening, how chilly it is across the U.S. You know, I mentioned this before, and I think we talked to Jana, one of our usual suspects who calls in. In Iowa, they're talking about 30 degrees below what they normally would see. You know, you start to see those negative numbers. They're all nasty. But when you get into the double digits of the negative numbers, then you have us all beat, that's for sure.
We got 3 hours left on this thing, and I can't drive and argue with you rubes all at the same time?